Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it's time for another review. And I know I'm late on this one, but it's been on my radar since last month. And I thought I'd be able to actually get it in last month, but didn't exactly fit my whole Halloween horror theme thing, which actually was a little surprising based on the source material. Now, I'm talking about Army of Thieves, which is a prequel of sorts for Army of the Dead. But in my book, it's only loosely, but I'll get into that later. To refresh, you know, everybody, if you haven't seen Army of the Dead, yeah, it was basically a heist movie with the backdrop of the zombie apocalypse, which was centralized just in Las Vegas. Now, I did enjoy that one quite a bit. Had original zombies, lots of gore, colorful characters, and some ambiguous details that left things in flux, including a setup for, you know, the eventual sequel, which was greenlit and is currently in production, as far as I remember. And apparently Zack Snyder, who served as director, writer, and producer on Army of the Dead, is one of the producers and writers on Army of Thieves. So his ultimate vision is all over these projects. However, this one is directed by the actor that played the Safecracker from Army of the Dead. And he's the lead in the Army of Thieves. So now we're all caught up. What is this one about? Well, we'll greet it with some narration from Ludwig Dieter, who is our Safecracker extraordinaire. And he's telling this story about these safes, and he's making a YouTube video that gets no views. Reminds me of myself. But anyway, he is a boring guy, works at a bank. He just has this fascination with, you know, cracking safes. Now, one day he gets a view on his video and a comment asking him if he wants to test out his skills. So he goes to the safe cracking competition. And side note, is a safe cracking competition, is that like a real thing? If you've heard of that, let me know. But anyway, spoiler free, as you can imagine, he does well at the competition. And on his way to work the next day, he stopped in the coffee shop by a woman named Gwendolyn. Turns out she's the one that left that message on his video, on his YouTube video. And she has a proposition for him about robbing three banks. Now, initially he refuses until he finds out it's three safes he has been wanting to crack. And that was one of the stories he was telling about in his YouTube video. And he's been wanting to get his hands on these safes for as long as he can remember. And actually, that's where I'll stop, because that's pretty much the setup. From there, you know, we meet the rest of the group. They plan the heist, you know, with, you know, the difficulty increasing with each one. But maybe him and his new partners in crime can pull it all off. So, what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 71% with the audience at a 72%. Now, I don't think I've ever done a movie that reviewed that closely before with just a 1% difference. So, the audience and the pros pretty much agree. But what did I think? Well, first, the positives. Immediately, I see the style difference between Snyder and Matthias, I think his name is. I'm not even going to try to say his last name. I do not do any research, but this actor, director, has his own vision. I think this is his first movie, I think, directing anyway. So he didn't just copy the Snyder style for this particular movie. So I liked his visual choices that he made. For example, each one of the safes were like a boss character, and they had like their own backstory, and he like showed the internal mechanics of the safe while he was like cracking them. I thought that was a nice touch. There was some decent action in it. There's a cool chase scene. Heist movies always need at least one scene where they explain the plan in detail, and we'll see how hard it is to pull off. And this movie had several of those, which they mix up between real time and exposition, which again was a nice choice to kind of move things along. And the ending was solid and explained exactly how we got with him working in the Army of the Dead. However, the negatives on this one, and one of these negatives is an element that they actually missed. this ragtag group of characters. While Ludwig and Gwendolyn are cool and they have this nice chemistry and their backstories are nice, the other three members of the group, they have these very generic backstories, and overall they just weren't very interesting. So in contrast between the two leads and who had, you know, like I said, good chemistry and good stories, the other ones were pretty glaring when you compare the two. It was like they spent all their time on these two characters, and they said, okay, we'll just throw these guys in. So it really didn't, the rest of the group really didn't do it for me. But the biggest issue is one of its own making. Now, Army of the Dead is also a heist movie as well, but it did everything that this one did, and it did it better. So the stakes were so much higher in Army of the Dead. That was a life or death situation with the zombie element added in. You know, and they were not run-of-the-mill zombies, so they had that originality thing going for them. I don't want to spoil it if you haven't seen it, but those zombies were, I'll just say, different. So if you watch that, and then you watch this movie, because they all played off the whole title thing with Army in the title, you might be expecting to get like a similar situation. So you can't go from major action scenes and set pieces with a bunch of gore and zombies to one that has relatively no danger. They merely mention the zombies like once or twice in this one. The story really doesn't have anything to do with Army of the Dead at all. I was thinking the stories would cross over at some point much earlier based on the marketing of this one. But other than the ending, we really got nothing that tied the two together. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, I did. I mean, I'm going to say that this is the first time that I'm in complete agreement with the pros and the audience. I think they got it right. I would put this one right at a 70% on the Rotten scale. Outside of the minor flaws, I mean, the boring team, the low stakes situations and action, and with the biggest flaw, it doesn't justify its right to exist in this universe. Not that it doesn't, you know, deserve the right to exist at all, but in this Army of the Dead universe. A better prequel to me would have been to see the whole zombie apocalypse play out with Bautista's team and him trying to escape out of Las Vegas, which is the opening to, you know, Army of the Dead, opening of the movie. They just play it out with the first, like, 3 minutes of the movie. You don't actually get to see the details of the army closing off Vegas and all that stuff. That would have been a cool prequel to see that. And I know that would have been the obvious way to go, and this way was way more original to just do one of these one-off characters. But that's the more interesting story, I think, and the one that we all would rather see. Now, don't get me wrong. What we get here isn't bad. This Army of Thieves is not a bad movie. In fact, it's pretty entertaining. It's just, you know, no one asked for this one, so it was a bit of a letdown when I watched it, and it didn't have anything at all to do with Army of the Dead, except for, like I said, a little tie-in here and there. But anyway, with that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Pod Bean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Check out my Facebook, my Instagram. I post all my posters and links there. I'm up on all streaming platforms, so definitely go check it out. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. And yeah, thank you again. We'll be back soon. I do have a couple of movies I have planned. Not sure which one I'm going to get to first, but yeah, you can trust I will have another one out for you shortly. Thank you once again for the support, and I will see you guys next time. Peace.